In the last 200 years, Canterbury Shaker Village in central New Hampshire has been home to thousands of men and women who committed their lives to the rigorous Shaker ways. Today, there are just two Shakers left at Canterbury, Eldress Bertha Lindsay and Sister Ethel Hudson. In the last part of a four-part series, Catherine Curtis taps their memories to take a look back at a few of the past Shakers whose lives helped to shape the religious community.
"'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where we ought to be, and when we find ourselves..."
The Shakers were known for their simplicity. So complete was their dedication to the paring away of the unnecessary that their buildings, furniture, and crafts achieved an artistry that is much appreciated today. Even their cemetery is simple. It's large, about 200 by 50 feet, and at its center is one monument which reads, "Shakers." Simplicity like this doesn't just come naturally. Bud Thompson, who probably knows more about Canterbury Shaker Village than any other non-Shaker, describes the process that led to this simple monument.
"So the Shakers called a meeting of the folks because they realized there was a tremendous amount of time spent trying to keep a neat-looking cemetery. And the big question was, what should we do? What should we use that would be more permanent? Now, everybody had a big idea. Some people said metal, cement, granite, marble. Finally, a brother spoke up. He said, "Look, we sincerely believe that all men are created equal." He said, "As Shakers, this is our belief. This is what we teach." He said, "Why do we make such a big issue out of death? It isn't death that's important, but it's life and how we use the time God gives us." He said, "I suggest we map, we chart the cemetery. This will know right to the inch where every grave is." And he said, "Let's remove all of them. We'll erect a simple monument. We'll put on the word Shaker so people know it's our cemetery." And he said, "Let's make each one of us make the life we live such a meaningful, loving, giving life that our life becomes a memorial. Never mind the stones, the stained glass windows. Let our life stand as our memorial."
To Thompson, who is largely responsible for restoring the village and creating the Shaker Museum, the cemetery reflects the selflessness of the Shakers. But to University of New Hampshire historian Laurel Ulrich, the monument stands as a frustrating symbol of how difficult it is to get an accurate picture of the Shakers.
"I don't want to know about the generic, homogeneous, you know, eternal Shaker. I want to know about Eldress Bertha, and I want to know about the specific personalities that put an impact, that created this place and made it what it is. And I guess those two impulses are mutually exclusive, and that's one of the reasons that the Shakers continue to be so fascinating and at the same time so frustrating."
If the Shaker Cemetery still had its stone markers, here are a few of the graves at which we might pause. A glimpse into the lives of these women reveals that Shakers, for all their piety, had a very human side as well.
Lily Marguerite Frost, born Marblehead, Massachusetts, 1892, died Canterbury, New Hampshire, 1971.
Sister Marguerite was an intellectual, a woman widely read in the field of religion, and familiar with the works of religious thinkers from St. Francis to Mahatma Gandhi. She was a schoolteacher, she played the saxophone, and in the village's religious pageants, she sometimes played the part of Jesus Christ. Again, Bud Thompson.
"Well, the saxophone she played, and also she used to be in quite a few of the plays.
Yeah.
One of the spiritual plays they put on, she played the part of Christ. And I've seen photographs in made up, and my gosh almighty, she really had the look of Christ. From the paintings you've seen of Christ, my gosh. It was a beautiful job of makeup. She really filled the role."
Alice Howland, born Lowell, Massachusetts, 1884, died Canterbury, New Hampshire, 1973.
Sister Alice was a tiny little woman with an abiding love of living things. She was an avid gardener, a beekeeper, and at various times kept dogs, geese, and guinea pigs.
"She was a very motherly person, and Marguerite said she always remembers how the children used to love Alice. Because she said when she was a young girl, Alice would come down. She lived up in the middle of the family. She'd come down with a basket, and there'd be all these little baby chickens she'd bring down for the little children. She'd come down with a little bouquet of flowers or of lilacs or something. And in fact, I always remember every once in a while I'd go out of my house, and on the doorstep would be a little bouquet of flowers that she'd picked and put on my doorstep."
Emma B. King, born Providence, Rhode Island, 1873, died Canterbury, New Hampshire, 1966.
Aldrich Emma made the decision to close the village to new converts in 1957. It was a move that troubled many, but she was determined that the village would go down gloriously. She wanted Canterbury closed in an orderly manner, befitting the Shakers, and so she sold off much of the furniture and artifacts. Aldrich Emma was a strict disciplinarian, an old-fashioned dresser who wore high-buttoned shoes, and these got her into trouble with Sister Alice's pet goose.
And finally they got rid of the goose because he used to chase Aldrich Emma. And of course he loved those high-buttoned shoes and scared the living daylights out of her. And I guess she came across the lawn one day and the goose took off after him. And her knees are right up to her chin, you know, trying to escape from the goose.
Of course, there were many other Shakers. Some were from privileged backgrounds. Others were troubled outsiders. Some were dictatorial and difficult. Others valued Shaker life because it taught them the art of compromise. The most recent to go was Eldris Gertrude Soule. She was a lively one, playing frisbee with her dog into her 70s. Her death a year ago shocked the community. But Bertha Lindsay, the last Eldris, is convinced that the spirits of past Shakers remain hovering over Shaker Village. She thinks visitors occasionally catch glimpses of former Shakers in the windows of the old buildings. And as for herself, well, Bertha sees them now and again.
Even Gertrude, that just died a year ago, I just waked up, and there she was, hurrying out of my room, just as she did. And I said, Gertrude, don't hurry out. Come back here. Well, she didn't. She hurried right along.
Eldris Bertha Lindsay. For WEVO News, I'm Catherine Curtis.
This four-part series was made possible by grants from Canterbury Shaker Village, the New Hampshire Humanities Council, and the New Hampshire Charitable Fund. A photo exhibit on the Shaker legacy is on view now through June the 1st at the Manchester Historic Society.
Be ashamed to turn. Turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right.
When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right.